This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 12 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests on today's show are here to tell us about a boxing class for people with Parkinson's disease. Here we go, Alec. I'm going to let you say your last name for me. I can't do it.
It's Nevelainen.
Alex Nevelainen. He's a Rocksteady boxing coach. We have Richard Steele, who's a Rocksteady boxer and founder of the Juno affiliate, or co-founder. Welcome to the show, Richard. Nice to have you.
Nice to see you.
And Luann McVeigh. She's a corner person and volunteer for Rocksteady Boxing. Welcome to the show, the three of you. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks, Scott.
I do have to say, Richard Steele walked into the studio today with boxing gloves on, which is a first, I think, in KTOO public media history in Juno Afternoon. A little intimidating, to say the least, but this is mostly non-contact boxing, right?
That's correct. We're a non-contact boxing-inspired group fitness class that's designed to fight back against Parkinson's disease.
All right. And this is – you're an affiliate. It's a national organization. Is that right?
Correct. It is.
There are over 1,000 locations around the USA.
Okay. What inspired boxing for people with Parkinson's disease? What was the inspiration?
There was a man in Indianapolis, and he was sort of well-to-do, and he got Parkinson's disease. He hired a coach, and he just had an idea that it would help his Parkinson's, because Parkinson's people don't want to do explosive actions. They hunch over and they withdraw. So he tried it, and it was excellent. And in fact, the research showed that it was better than any other exercise.
Boxing is a really demanding sport. ESPN did a survey where they ranked all the sports in terms of intensity and the training demands, and they found that boxing was number one on that list. Hockey was number four. Gymnastics was number two. And so boxing is an excellent way to bring out that intensity for rigorous exercise for Parkinson's folks.
And Alec, while we're here with you, how did you get inspired to become part of this?
You know, I saw a video of Carrie Howard on the Juno Empire. She had done a video about Parkinson's Awareness Month, and she talked about her Parkinson's, and that's what inspired me to join. And so it was actually her short video prompted me to join the program. But
all right. Richard, how do you get inspired?
Well, I did. When I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, I did a lot of research about what you could do about it. And this doesn't cure it, but it sure does slow the progression. It makes for a much more livable life.
How long have you been doing this boxing class?
About 3 years. But another thing I do that's interesting is whenever we travel, we find another Rocksteady class in that area, and I attend that class. I just went to one in Kansas City, and I went to one in Manhattan, and I went to one in Brooklyn just this last within the last 2.5 weeks.
What was that like, seeing these other groups?
Well, Kansas City was amazing because the entire practice was Parkinson's oriented, the entire building. And so there were a lot of people that had incredible stories.
And so you said you've been doing Rocksteady for 3 years. May I ask how long ago you were diagnosed with Parkinson's?
Just a little over 3 years ago. So we got right on it with Carrie Howard, myself, and
Steve Wolf.
Got it. Luann McVeigh, corner person and volunteer. What does your participation look like?
I stick with Richard often. Richard's my husband, and he does tend to get a little bit lazy. It's not real laziness, though. It's kind of related to Parkinson's. There's a lack of motivation to just move out, and I have a whole lot of energy, and so I'm standing there by his side. I'm doing the exercises with him, and I'm going, open your arms more. Make your arms longer. And I nag him a lot. I can also help others in the class, and I hope I do that some, but I kind of focus a lot on Richard.
Luann has a lot of experience as a fitness instructor and a yoga instructor. So as coaches, we appreciate her help. She's sometimes the glue where, you know, we need that fifth person. There's three other coaches, but when we need that extra person, Luann is always there to help.
Richard, describe, if you will, how some of these movements help.
Well, for me, Parkinson's is different for almost every person. But for me, I get dystonia, which is pain. And muscles tighten up and I get pain. And probably about halfway through the class, I can feel that pain releasing. Mm. And it goes away completely till the next day, and then I start over.
Wow. How many days a week do you practice?
Well, we have class 3 days a week, but on the other days I do something else. Today I came here from the racquet club.
Okay.
And swimming. You do swimming.
Swimming.
Hiking.
Oh, yeah. But boxing is among the best things that I do. Although I have to say that of the class, probably only about 10% of it actually is hitting bags.
Yeah. Take it from there, Alec. What does class look like?
Well, it's a boxing-inspired class. And so, like Richard said, you know, maybe 10 or 20% of the class are boxing drills. We'll do heavy bag work, speed bag work. We'll use mitts. But then a large part of the class are functional activities like ground to stand, agility exercises.
Cognitive exercises.
Yeah, weighted carries. We're doing things that are going to help your quality of life. And so we really focus on these functional tasks. So that you'll be more successful just, you know, living a full life.
Okay. And before we forget, we should get to the details of the class, where it is and how we can all sign up.
Good point.
It's at Pavitt Health and Fitness. It meets 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Costs are determined whether or not you're a member. If you're a member, it's $70 a month. If you're not a member, it's $135 a month. We have punch cards, so if you're in and out of town, you know, we're not going to charge you for the month. We'll charge you per visit in that instance. We're very flexible. We want people to participate in the program.
Richard Steele, what would your message be to other people with Parkinson's about this class?
You really ought to take the opportunity. It's an incredible opportunity for a little town to have that resource. So don't let it get to you. Do it.
Okay.
The first line of the mission statement from Rocksteady Boxing is fighting back against Parkinson's disease. And I think that's all the folks that attend Rocksteady, they're fighting back. They really do a wonderful job.
All right. Well, it's been so nice having the three of you on the show. I forgot to ask about how many people are participating right now.
You know, right now we have 18 folks that come in and out. A typical class usually is between 6 and 12. And so, you know, there's a lot of traveling that goes on, folks going down to the lower 48. So we can always handle more, though.
Could I say something about women, too? As we have two regular women, meaning two women with Parkinson's who come, but as a person who's done lots of workouts over my life, I think it's an outstanding workout for anyone, male or female. And the hitting part is helpful for upper body, but it's not the only part of your body that you're working. So I think it's an awesome exercise for anyone with Parkinson's disease.
All right. Give us the contact one more time, Alec.
You can go to gopavitt.com. /Rocksteady. We're on Facebook at Juno Rocksteady. Also, you can visit us at Pavitt Health and Fitness, and we have brochures there. You can talk to a staff member as well.
All right, a boxing class for people with Parkinson's disease or people who want to get a great workout. Thank you so much, Alec, Richard, and Luann, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, support Scott. For this KTO programming is provided by Dee Dee Sorensen, candidate for City and Borough of Juno School.